Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio, and what a nice Monday morning it is, because we are a go. All systems on the launch at the ready, and we have blown past 1,700 lives changed in less than a week. How amazing and extraordinary is that? So I'm assuming that if you are listening, you are already in the know, and you realize that we're fully back in business with our new Beamer Go. And today, I want to talk about success strategies, and success stories. So if you have a success story of your new Beamer Go that you want to share, maybe it was a prospect that, you know, you've been talking to forever, and, you know, you told them about the Go, and they came on board, or maybe it's a new prospect, or maybe you just stayed in touch with your prospects. I want to hear your success stories today. So I am not going to go on and on and on for very long. So if you've got something to share, press 1 on your phone and we'll get you in the queue. So, you know, just real quickly, when we look at this situation, I think from a psychological perspective, one of the biggest success strategies that you can have is something that we've been talking about for weeks and weeks, and that is the mental fortitude to stay positive even through a storm like we went through. The reality is that people are attracted to people who are positive, and they are detracted from people who are negative, right? So, you know, just think about that. Think about the people in your life. Think about who you want to see. Think about who, when you hear their name, a smile comes on your face. And ask yourself, are you one of those people? Because if you're not, you know, wow. You know, maybe it's time to make an adjustment in that mental attitude. And then, of course, we get into success strategies in terms of our skills and our business. You know, the basics, like how to give a good presentation, how to ask questions and be a good listener and understand the qualifying process, how to follow up with people and ask them, you know, how do they want to be followed up on? Not do they, but what's the best way for me to get you the information that you need to make an educated decision, right? So all of those things like that, and we can talk about any of those things today, but really I want to start out right away by diving in. Press 1 on your phone. Let's go to the lines. 720-774, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. Who do we have?
Good morning, Casey. This is Mary King from Colorado. Beautiful here.
Hey, Mary King.
And, well, I will preface this because the excitement came after. Anyway, Mike shares Beamer with his patients, and most of them just buy. And so that's a thrill. And he had quite a few over this COVID season. Of course, they couldn't get their Beamer. Some, unfortunately, have to delay their purchase because of no income. But
yep.
A neighbor that I shared with, I loaned him mine, just the Go type set. And he noticed things right away, and he ended up purchasing. And so that was a very, very exciting thing to have happen in the neighborhood, and hopefully he'll share with others.
That is fantastic. And you know, Mary, before you hang up, I just want to say one thing about that. You know, I know that those of you that were on the national call last week, you heard Kim Simsby talk specifically about how, you know, he's been a dedicated Beamer user for 4.5 years because he's, you know, a big business builder and he knows the value of the product. But he said he had never, ever felt anything on the Beamer. And yet when he started to use the Go, he says he felt something. And then we had another manager. I've had many people tell me this, but we had another manager this morning who said the same thing, you know. And what's interesting is anybody that knows anything about physiology, you know that the spine, that's why chiropractors do what they do, right? You know, the spine is such an influential part of the body. And so I can see how with some people to have that localized blood flow right down the spine might actually give them some sort of, outcome in a way that they didn't feel with the B-Body, even though, of course, it was all working. So pretty interesting, right?
Well, there was another exciting part of my story. Two of the women who also patients, they decided they wanted to be distributors. And so they're already qualified as soon as the Beamer ships. So that was another big success to me.
Wow. Wonderful. I love it. Thank you, Mary. Have an awesome, blessed day.
You too.
Okay, next caller, area code 208-720. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Casey Conrad, David Olson in Idaho.
Oh, hello, Mr. Olson. How is that new, beautiful little puppy of yours?
He is at Puppy Hotel, so I can get something done today.
Just like kids.
I can't get 15 or 20 minutes uninterrupted, so. He's great. Thanks for asking. So good to hear from Mary. Love her in Colorado. So three things. You know, I was approached over this last several month hiatus by companies to get involved with them, and I just didn't have the heart to get into it because it would have been such a classic sales kind of thing. And, you know, Beamer's so unique that, you know, sharing it, it's not sales to me. You know, it's just changing people's lives, and I just didn't have the heart to do anything else. I'm so glad I just hung in there and had faith. And, you know, the kids that you are familiar with, Cody Lind and Brittany Peterson, I have to shout out to them. They just did the Superior Trail in Minnesota, 310 miles. They crushed the fastest known time by a day. They did it in 4 days, 9 hours, had their Beamer with them. But the point of this is before COVID and before the FDA stopped everything on February 11th, we were doing presentations in Boise for them. And we were doing the B-Body classic presentation, and then all that changed. And so one of these individuals that we went back to and talked to about the signal and the delivery method and, you know, three coils versus six coils in the B-Body just using the B-Pad, she was so excited about price and the promotion, she ended up buying two Go sets last week instead of just one Pro set. So, you know, it's just a really good story on what we can do with this incredible price point and getting the Beamer signal into people's lives in a different way using the Go set from the Pro set. So, good testimonial.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Awesome, David.
Have a great
Thank
Monday.
You, and that's a great point. All right, you have a good one, too.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to our next call. And remember, folks, if you have a great success story to share this morning, please press 1 on your phone. 859-588, 859-588. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. I had an unusual thing happen at my house. We had a new alarm system put in, and it was a young guy. He's actually from Florida, and he was in the room where my little beamer is, in my little office. And he said, "What's that?" And of course, that was a great time for me to tell him. And he said, "You know, I hurt so bad in different areas of my life, or different areas of my body." And so I said, "Well, if you want to have a seat, we'll work on you." So I used the Go, Beamer Go. And first time I'd really tried it on anybody because we've been kind of locked down around here. So we had both had our mask on and that type of thing. But it was amazing. He got up and he said, "I can't believe this." He said, "You know, my legs hurt a little bit. Can I use it on my legs?" Because he rides this little, I think what it's called, it's electric, and he rides it around. And just, it's amazing to watch him. And that's how he gets downtown. I can't think what it's called. I'm sorry. But anyway, so we worked with his legs, and he is amazed. So the next morning, I mean, he talks to me so early in the morning. He said, "Does this thing make you dream?" Well, Randall, I'm going to tell you, I've never had so many dreams in my life since I've had the Beamer, and I haven't. I have unbelievable dreams, and I used to never dream. But anyway, he just wants to say, he's already told his roommate, and they come to Kentucky and work in the summer with this alarm system company, and so he's already told his roommate they want to buy one together in Florida. And he said, "You know, my mom and dad need one, and they're up in the Bronx." So he's going to start saving his money. He makes good money in the summer, so that's what he's going to do. I said, "If you can sell these alarm systems, I just can't imagine what you can do with the Beamer." So he's even looking at the business as well. So anyway,
that is fantastic.
I didn't even go out of the house. And then we also had a new deck put on the house last week, and so the guy that owns the construction company wants to come back. I've already sent him the added side and the lilac.beamergroup.com, and so his family was going to look at all that this weekend. I've just had an unbelievable week just talking about it, and then I'm going to Cincinnati next week. I was with my cousin and some friends over in Paris, Kentucky. There's a place called the Cane Ridge Meeting House, and it's 200 years old. It's where they had a huge revival years ago. So I met my cousin with two other gals from Cincinnati, and now they want to all try it. So my cousin's already tried it, so she told them. Yeah, so, and I haven't really been anywhere because I've been, you know, masked down, gloved up, and all this stuff.
Well, that is fantastic, Claudia. Congratulations. Keep riding that wave, girlfriend.
It's even funny. Yesterday morning, Sunday morning, I was out front with my dog, and a girl rolled up on the bicycle. She said, she's looking at a bicycle next door. They had one for sale. She said, "You look so familiar." And I used to work in a naturopath office at the Beamer in Lexington. She said, and she named a few places. She said, "I know where I know you from." She said, "You're the one with the Beamer." I said, "I am, but I said, I'm using it now here instead of in the office." So she said, "I love that Beamer." She said, "I'm going to come back over." All this has happened right out of my house.
Isn't that great?
And yeah,
so you know
I'm
what's interesting?
Go ahead.
No, what's interesting is that energy creates and attracts energy. And, you know, athletes know this. So keep riding that wave. Keep attracting those people and realizing I can do my Beamer business regardless of COVID right from my home.
And so, and then Brando, I told him my age. I'm going to be 73 this year. He said, "You really believe in this, don't you?" I said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "It's just somebody told me one day, they said, I think it's brought you back from like a walking dead woman. You were like a walking dead woman." And I do believe that because it's like, because I had a spinal disease when I was 35 and all kinds of accidents over the years. But I do. I feel better than I've felt in years.
Well,
anyway,
congratulations and thank you so much for sharing that, Claudia.
Okay.
Have a great day. All right.
Okay, bye.
Next caller, 619-277, 619-277. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Casey. This is Rowena Murray from San Diego.
Hello,
and,
Rowena.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I was supposed to talk on the national call, but they ran out of time, so I'm going to give you my testimony on the Beamer Go set. So I've been in Beamer for 4 years, and I wanted to do a personal test because I needed to make sure that the B Pro set was the same as the old one. So I did a four-week test. I started the intensity three, one first week, four, second, five, fifth, six, down the spine, not using the mat. What I found, I'm an athlete, and I've been competing at the age of 60. Endurance, speed, energy, definitely physical fitness. I was able to do two personal records on my track and field, so I didn't see any difference. And then I also did the athletic challenge because I do a lot of athletic challenge, which I've never done before. I actually did 20 push-ups, and then right after doing the Beamer pad across my shoulder down my spine, I was able to do 9 more, so I did a total of 29 min push-ups. So does it work? Yes, for the Beamer Go set. The reason why I wanted to make sure that I felt confident to say that the Beamer Go set was the same or even better. And it's also, and the thing was, it's so important when you're sharing, when you have that I statement and saying that I did try it. So for 4 weeks, definitely. And then also I was going to go back to everyone for 4 years to say that it's portable, it's affordable. $2,000 left. It's lightweight. It's compact. So, Beamer. It's Beamer time. So that was my testimonial that I was there.
Fantastic, Rowena. I know. I was so sad the other night when you weren't able to give your testimonial because, you know, having been on the stage with you, I know how much you love your Beamer. So thank you for calling in and sharing that, Rowena.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. 860-912, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Casey. It's Laura Ely in Starrington, Connecticut, close to you.
Hey.
Neighbor. Enjoying the
beautiful
day.
Neighbor.
I know. And I was just going to say, I had two people, well, I've been doing Beamer for 4 years, so, you know, dripping forever. And I did have two people that I got all their information during the hiatus so that when we got the GoPro, I was able to put the orders in right away. So they're very happy and anxiously waiting. And then I reached out to people that I have done sessions with through the course of 4 years. And I have a session with someone at 4, actually. They want to see the Pro, but they already told me that they want to purchase. And then this morning, I have been emailing back and forth with a friend out in Syracuse, and so she kind of laid out what her questions were. I answered them this morning, and when I just checked the email, when you were asking for, like, positive things that happened, successes, she's like, sold, you wore me down. I'm ready for
you
the GoPro or ProGo.
But you
know, right?
So,
anyway. She's like, I'll take the bargain ProGo. Let me know how to order.
That's great.
So, anyway.
Well, congratulations. That's
and that's
that
four sales,
fantastic.
Too. So that would be great.
I love it.
Or
I
four,
love it.
And four, and I love how you say changing lives. So that's four lives plus more because they all have, you know, family members, of course.
Yep.
So they're going to experience it as well.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Laura, have a fantastic day.
You too.
So I want to just talk a little bit about the concept of the GoPro, the Pro Go model, because, you know, you've heard a couple of people here already now say, you know, I called the person back and they said, oh, I'll take, you know, the bargain price or whatever it is. You need to understand that psychologically, there is real power in a concept called contrast. Now, For those of you that like reading books on psychology and things, there's a wonderful book by a guy named Robert Cialdini. It's an old book. I think the original version came out in the 80s. And it's called Influence. And the original one was called The Science of Influence, but it has since come out in a future edition, so just Influence. And he talks about the different, what he refers to as laws of human behavior. Contrast happens to be one of these. And what that means, and you see this in sales all the time, right? They say, well, normally this is, you know, $48.90, but right now, you know, it's down to $39.90, and it's a limited time. And that's, of course, using urgency. So, and then batteries are only, you know, the first 30 days because of supply, and that's scarcity. And, you know, as even you're sitting watching TV, right? And it's one of these ads, you know, for the, you know, super slicer, dicer, you know, get your kid ready for school, you know, amazing device that, you know, this retails for $49.90, but right now, call and you're going to get it for $19.95. But wait, if you act now, you're going to get two, right? And you know that it's coming, and yet you still buy. Yeah, I'm not saying you, but consumers still buy. Even though it is completely transparent what they're doing, they buy. And the reason is because it's human nature, folks. So there is real power right now in the price reduction and the value add of the battery and the backpack. These are all things that have an incredible influence on the way that people, consumers, will behave. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're feeling, oh, I feel, you know, like I don't feel comfortable calling them back, yada, yada, yada. Look, the worst thing they can do is say no. But if you don't tell them about it, and then later on they say, why didn't you tell me? Then you've got some explaining to do, right? You've got, that's a joke. You've got some explaining to do. And you know, that's not a good position. I would much rather have someone say to me, I wish I had, versus, you know, why didn't you? And as far as rapport is concerned, if you're coming from a place where, you know what, I know you said you weren't interested right now or at the time we spoke, I actually feel a little uncomfortable calling you because I don't want to bother you, but, and in that instance, I would use the word but because I'm negating myself, right, but I just feel compelled to at least tell you and give you the opportunity to hear about this, because it is such a life-changing product, you know, for me and my family. So, you know, some people get a really bad name or a bad flavor for sales and sales training and sales skills, but really they're nothing more than utilizing our own human nature in a way that actually moves people. And anytime somebody says to me, oh, I feel uncomfortable, right? Because you guys know my background is in fitness sales, you know, teaching people how to help people start and stick with a regular exercise program, right? I always say this, do you believe that in starting an exercise program, someone's life will be better than if they don't? Well, of course. Okay then, right? Okay. Do you believe that if somebody brings a Beamer into their life and uses it, their life and the lives of their family and friends that surround them will be better by using it? And if the answer to that is yes, which of course it is, then you can feel really good about, again, even utilizing sales skills. And for me, I don't think of them as sales skills, even though I train them as such. I think of them as ways to get people to see something from a different perspective that I know in a month, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years down the road, they are going to turn around and come back to me and say, you know, I want to thank you. At the time, you know, I wasn't happy about it, but I really want to thank you. So I think this is an important conversation because in starting to go out and talk to people about the go, it's skills and human nature understandings that will give you a greater level of confidence to go and have those conversations. Okay. So, hey, anybody else got a success story to tell? Press 1 on your phone and we'll share your story. In the meantime, you know, what else? What else is something that you can look to for success? So let's talk about reaching back out to people that you had put on the Beamer previously. You know that in many cases when you pick up the phone and call someone, in today's day and age, right, we all do it. Yeah, nope, beep, decline. You're going to push that sucker right through. So one of the things that I suggest, if you have reluctance to pick up the phone and call somebody, I would highly suggest utilizing a texting service, you know, using your text or your messenger or something where you can see that somebody is actually opening your message and simply say to them, you know, hey, I wanted to reach out to you and let you know that there's a new Beamer Go version, and it's $2,000 less than the original version, the same functionality. If you're still curious about that, let me know. Now, of course, I'm a big fan of calling people, but there are plenty of people that, as I said, have that phobia about actually calling people. And so, you know, you want to, you got to get yourself to reach out to people, and don't worry about the no's, just focus on the behaviors, okay? So let's go to our lines again, 973-285, 973-285, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
No, where you are, Casey, it's afternoon. Hi, Casey, this is Michael Junta from Morristown, New Jersey. How are you?
Michael!
Yes.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of people in a long time. So
that's true.
I've never called into – I listened to Blog Talk. It was the first time I called in. I'm calling in with words of encouragement for the troops. Friday, now that we have a product which we can help people get, Friday night I did my first in-home appointment in 4 months. The last thing I did was in March. I had two rentals out.
Good for you.
So I had my first appointment on Friday – night. It was an introduction from two other people that are getting a Beamer, and they met me at this person's house. So I did a presentation. We were 6, 7, 8 feet apart. The person I went to see asked me a few questions, and I set it up on the couch. Anyway, she started and she said, "Oh, it feels warm, but a nice kind of warm." And anyway, I got there at 6. We were done by 8:30, and she said, "I'm getting this." And she went into her bedroom and came out with her silver American Express card. And she said, "Can you help me with this?" I said, "I could, but I bet you could do it." So I sent her the link from my phone, from my BBO, and it went smoothly. It went smoothly. So
nice.
We have a new – she said, "Now, when is it coming?" I said, "Well, normally it's a 7-day turnaround." I said, "These are new products just shipped from Liechtenstein." I wanted to impress upon her that I'm not sure when it's coming. I said, a few weeks. And I said, "The good news is when you get it, and we'll both know when it's coming," I said, "I'm coming back, and I'm going to show you how to set it up and get it working."
Mm.
So – that was cool.
Nice. That
it was
fantastic, Michael.
It was very nice the first time out of the box after 4 months. So
yeah,
I was
really
thrilled.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. So everybody out there, we have something to sell. We have something that we can share with people to help them make your appointments. Oh, and I've been doing the in case people don't know, the I Decide.
Yeah.
I have been doing a blitz over the past 3 days, and I love it because I see when they're watching it, and then they're asking for more information. So utilize that tool.
Great.
All right,
great.
Casey, I'll see you live
and
in color one of these days soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, love. Bye-bye.
Okay, last caller, 713-569. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Casey. It's Sandra. So you saved Houston for last. I love it.
Hey,
actually, I got
best
on late.
For last, Sandra.
I got on. I know. I'd say the best was the first. The best was everybody. So I just wanted to tag along in that I've been really using the difference of the pricing and the bargain price this is in my calls, and it's been very well received. And also, I'm going to make an on-air commitment to tackle someone on my chicken list for – he's been on that list for 2 years. Today is his birthday, and I'm going to call him and say – talk to him about Beamer and say, why don't you get yourself a birthday present today?
Nice.
So I'm going to get somebody off of my chicken list.
Great, and that's exactly what you want to do. Yep.
Yes, I
Fantastic.
Encourage anybody else listening to tackle someone on their chicken list. And then next Monday, we can all talk about how did it go.
Well, that's a good idea. I like that. I like that. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a fantastic day, Sandra.
You too. Good to hear you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, it is an absolutely exciting day in Beamer world, and I love it. I love the energy, the excitement. Let's see where we're going to be at next Monday. Will we break 2,000 lives changed by Monday, what would that be, the 29th? I think that would be the 29th of June. Possible. And then we would go into the wonderful birthday of this amazing country the following week. So have a fantastic week, folks, and I'll see you next Monday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.